Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Before I even said anything about them, but I would like to that's how many I've had.
I would like to thank
the Academy, but a big thanks to MIA Brewery here in Doral in Florida for hosting us. I am about to crack into their Miami Vice, as I like to call it, which is a Hefeweizen style ale.
Hefeweizen.
And but of course, the Mega Mix, I'm going to stick with that because this ale is delicious.
Yeah, I'm about to crack into that motherfucker right now.
I'm not a fan of IPAs.
Me neither.
Well, you're not a fan of life. Okay?
No, I'm not a fan of IPAs because of the fragrance taste. I feel like I just sprayed perfume in my mouth afterwards.
Thank you. Another thing that we agree on too is I didn't like Logan.
High five! For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, go on and check out the Talking Geek blog on WordPress.
I will say that it is the best X-Men movie that has come out.
For Wolverine.
No, period.
Really?
Period. The best X-Men movie, but I've never liked the X-Men.
So
Logan doesn't work for me.
For me, personally, you can read why I find Logan abysmal. And yes, I use the word abysmal fluidly because that's how I feel about the movie.
I feel like you're going to take away the high five, though, because I feel like Wonder Woman suffers from the Man of Steel syndrome, where the first 70% of the movie is amazing. And the end ruins the movie.
No.
I wouldn't say 70. The first 90% of the movie is fine, and that last 10%, like that last 20 minutes, is just
so. Here's what's gonna happen.
Just not, yeah.
If you're gonna hate on me, and that's fine. I have never trolled a movie. As a matter of fact, I'm usually the one on the podcast that will give the benefit of the doubt when certain things happen, and my scores are usually a little bit better than most. But I will say that I tapped into my inner bear for Logan and trolled the shit out of all Logan lovers, because I thought that the movie was abysmal. And you can find my review on it. I'm doing a new segment called Delayed Review because my life is really busy. So I can't watch them all when they come out. So instead, I'm reviewing them much later. So you can catch my Logan review on our blog and find out why. I will actually agree with you with regards to Wonder Woman. I gave Wonder Woman the score that I did on the episode, which you guys can find on episode 50 of Talking Geek.
Yeah.
Because of the overall feeling. Yeah, all of us were kind of on the same plane.
I'll be the first one to admit that No Man's Land scene, I got emotional. Like, that was a great fucking scene.
Yes.
But they cheapened everything they did up to that point at the end of the movie.
Here's my thing. With DC's tracking record, the last 10% of the film didn't make or break the movie for me, because DC has had a habit of killing the movie before it started. So Wonder Woman being a little bit different, where I was able to enjoy a good 90% of it before some issues happened at the end, didn't change my rating of the movie or what it meant for a female superhero and what it meant for Wonder Woman as a character, and still thought that it was the DC version of Iron Man 1. Iron Man 1, as great of a film as it is, still had its issues. But did for the MCU what it needed to do for them to be able to propel forward what I believe Wonder Woman did for DC.
I'm glad that it was a female-led movie that did this for them.
Right. Yeah, so. And that makes it even better. It was you couldn't do this with Suicide Squad. You couldn't do this with...
Oh, they tried. Chime in on the Logan aspect. I'm a huge Colossus fan. As my friend Will, our game master here, knows. And I did not feel that Colossus has been portrayed correctly until Deadpool.
Deadpool. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Deadpool.
Yes. Yes.
For doing what you did for my boy there from, from Russia.
Yeah.
Or the USSR, or however you want to decipher it in the MCU. Logan, I agree. I sat there and I was kind of like, I need more. There's not enough filling me in. What's going on here? Yeah. I see where you're trying to throw, like you're trying to bait me.
They tried way too hard to pull the heartstring, and it's like,
yeah. Well, what they did
in a more organic story, I would have felt better.
And the issue is, from my standpoint, for someone that's been collecting comics since he was like 12 years old, and just has
still to this day
collecting legit comics. Will's our game master has seen my fucking ridiculous comic collection.
We were a free comic day together.
We were with Lucas LPVG. Anyway, they tried to like mesh like old man Logan with X-23, and just they tried to catch up what was going on in the books without giving us the background we needed on the screen, which left it hollow.
Yeah,
hollow is the best word to use.
Thank
you. For my opinion, in that movie.
No. Thank you. So. And that was something that I had an argument with somebody who's read all the comic books. And I was like, you are adding... Because he was like, oh, but you have to remember this, and you have to remember this, and you have to remember that. And I go, no, that's the problem.
Why do I have to remember
that? I don't. If
I'm coming into the MCU, and you guys are trying to draw me in as a fan, you need to give me... You need to spoon-feed me the best information possible to draw me as a lifer.
Is exactly what I said. Because he was like, oh, isn't the rule of thumb, show me, don't tell me?
Show,
and I said, yes.
Show, don't tell.
On movie one of Wolverine. But we are now three movies in.
Yeah.
Tell me what the hell is going on. And especially because I actually disagree with you. My favorite X-Men movie by far right now is Days of Futures Past.
I never watched it because I knew that was going to be garbage.
Oh my God!
It's actually not.
Is that
the one
with Apocalypse?
I expect.
Not even Apocalypse. Days of Futures Past is still up there for me.
It's the reset button for...
But which
that's the one where Wolverine goes back in time. Where he goes back in
time. They send Logan back in time.
Oh, yes, Magneto versus
First class.
Oh my God, draw a blank. Magneto versus the female, the strong, the most Mystique. Thank you. It was Magneto versus Mystique, and it came down to like, it was like you're a mutant, but you're still human. You still live in a world dominated by them. And are you going to act, or just going to just ignore the facts?
And it changed Mystique's arc.
Oh,
right?
so much.
So it did such a good job. So that's why I love Days of Futures Past. And I actually think that Days of Futures Past, if you enjoy that movie, it gives you a better appreciation for the first one. But I think that set the tone to take X-Men up a notch. And so what ends up happening, to not give away so that I make you read our freaking blog, is the timeline in Logan and their need to not make this an X-Men movie and make this strictly a Wolverine movie made it so that you have no idea what timeline we're in.
Yes.
Are we picking up from the other X-Men movie? Are we picking up from Days of Futures Past?
Right.
We never really get that information.
You don't.
It is just a lack of information, and you don't
show me
anything.
Yeah,
and then when you do show me something, it's in the last 7 minutes of the movie. So that means that for 2 hours and 10 minutes, you expected me to just hold on for sheer faith that it would pay off. And then what happens to me is, and I was kind of talking to this about Pedro, and it's not what's in my blog, is the first 30 minutes sets you up for a lot of things. And in the first 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, this movie has potential. And then in the next 30 minutes, it sets up a brand new set of arcs. And then you follow those throughout the rest of the movie, but the first 30 minutes are never paid off.
It's the classic Seinfeld episode, but how was the sex? I mentioned lobster bisque, yada yada yada.
People call that the Larson effect.
Yeah.
After Mr. Larson, who created Rent, because the first song of Rent sets up the problem of the entire show, which is they can't pay their rent.
Yes.
And then that topic is never discussed.
Never discussed again.
Ever again.
Ever in the whole thing. But have you switched beers? Because I noticed that you have a different cup.
Oh yeah, did you switch beers or did you go back to your Pilsner?
No, I still have Pastel Pilsner from MIA.
Okay.
I just want to point out, I haven't seen any of these movies, and I now don't want to.
You need to see them.
Homecoming's the only one you need to watch.
Listen, I will say this, read the blog and then hate on me later.
Yeah.
I
totally agree with you, Logan, and I agree with Days of Future Past, because Days of Future Past is actually really well done.
Yes.
And
it was surprising, so I didn't expect it.
Yeah, it was actually really well done. Days of Future Past was really well done. especially the ending of Future Past. It was kind of like felt for my boy.
And I will
like,
say this, it's a shame. Logan,
here we go.
I don't normally hate on movies, and I actually love Wolverine as a character.
Because you want the tidbit of this Future Past? It's actually a Logan prequel.
Which made... but that makes me more mad about Logan.
Exactly! It's actually the most... Even more mad!
Pens were slammed.
Pens were slammed on the table because they messed up my
but
blog.
Definitely check out that blog post. Yes. And you can hate on me all you want afterwards.
So my segue into
our actual episode.
So, back to Brunches and Dragons, ladies and gentlemen.
The plugging the Thought Press Network.
That's right.
Has worked, about Star Wars has worked a little too well.
Whoa. We don't bring up politics in this conversation. Star Wars is politics and religion. All mixed in one.
Yeah, easy.
Does not happen.
Easy. But last we left off, you had defeated the two dretches and the quasit that snuck up on Sailor Jerry.
Fuzzy Dicks.
Poor Sailor Jerry.
That's right.
Fuzzy Dicks.
And quasit and the Fuzzy Dicks.
The Dick Gas. As you make your way across around the corner, you notice that the wards are now destroyed. The door itself, now that you're looking down, is actually also destroyed into the next chamber.
Oh, it's destroyed. I'm going to back up a little bit then. What do we see, Lord Game Master?
You see
everybody just like, let's back
like,
up.
Oh, back up. The door's open. You notice as you come around the corner, the rune flies out of Bao's mouth.
Oh, okay.
Towards the room. In the room, you can see the large wall opposite the door. You see what looks to be an archway.
An archway.
We're also feeling kind of better now because we've garnered some.
Not at all.
Not even a space.
Not even a little bit.
You see the Durgar and the cloaked figure.
Oh shit!
The stone hits itself like it locks into
Does
the
it
keystone.
Hit them in the head or no?
No, it locks into the keystone slot of the arch, and you see the stone wall ripple like water. Both of them step through. You can see them in what looks to be another room. The Durgar points up, and you see what looks to be another stone fall as the image disappears and the wall becomes stone again.
How's Kolsch, the lovely cleric of the group, and my good friend, I'm going to talk for him here for a second. How Kolsch and Damien feeling watching all this happen? Like, we're not happy.
No.
Yeah. Like the equivalent of like hair standing in the back of a dog's like neck.
But
like
the rune, the stone that you had, kind of falls off and lands.
Yeah, I get that back.
Yeah, so you can.
Okay.
You can get
when all that happens, are there any more voices that I hear within my own cerebral?
No. Your patron is quiet right now.
Okay.
Only because from behind you, you can hear the sound of armor.
Behind us?
Behind
you. I turn around and look.
You can hear the sound of armor.
It could be.
And what looks to be footsteps.
I just got fucking ambushed. I'm looking over my shoulder at all times.
Snowball Goblin like...
not again.
I will burn us to the ground.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting... From the top, from the back, not again.
Nothing.
Do you want my other head?
I am good with no more heads.
But you see the Arcanol Militia kind of round the corner.
Oh, okay. These guys...
And you see that they stop when they see you.
Is Neville there with them?
No, Neville's still above.
Nobody hooked him up on the way down? Wait, time out. As a cleric, there's not a single healer in this group that picked up their buddy on the way down here?
I didn't say the whole of the Arcanol militia came down here. Okay. That would be unwise.
Oh, well,
a group of militia came down.
So I obviously, from knowing that, I'm already walking up to the front next to Jerry then.
Church.
And I go,
Stand down.
Breathe.
Okay.
But you see the couple in front kind of like salute you and they bow. Mm-hmm. They bring their
I do the same.
And behind them you see, what's the hold up? And you see a cloaked figure, a robed figure rather, kind of like push his way past them.
I don't
them.
Like this already.
You see, it's one of the council members. Arcanol, you remember now.
I remember now.
Remember, as you see things, you're going to remember things.
I remember now.
I remember everything. You see him kind of like push himself forward. The militia is run by a council of mages. One for each school of magic. This one you don't recognize who he is, what school he represents. But he also could be one of the magistrates underneath the head. Mm-hmm. But he steps forward. He sees you. He's like, ah, excellent. There's already an envoy here. State your name and rank, please.
What?
Nope. Well, I'm scout. Well, I'm a scout, right? I'm not an envoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what is it? I think it's Stormbringers from the group that I'm in.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Sailor Jerry, nice to meet you.
What color is he wearing, by the way? What are his colors?
Blue, purple, and black lace. Black trimming.
Ooh.
Okay. Good to know. Anyway, I am...
Whoever wants to have that on their character sheet, you have discovered the Alpha Door.
The Alpha Door?
Yep.
What is that?
The doorway that they use to leave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the first door.
Wait, is that the
room? That's the door that they just walked out of,
that's
right?
All right, we go out. Torque Stormbringer, scout for the militia.
Oh, the Stormbringer. Yes, yes. You dealt with that unsightly lycanthropy thing, yes?
And then I look over at Jerry.
Yes, we did!
We did indeed.
Excellent.
We did indeed.
Excellent.
I am Damien. That's our friend.
Okay.
I straight up check him with the hilt of my warhammer into his thigh. Not damaging,
yeah,
but just pressuring.
Because
oh, yeah. We do not care about what's going on behind us. All they see is a plate mail paladin and a chainmail cleric facing this hallway, and we are not happy about this.
He goes, so
this is Bao.
I feel like I'm in the middle going, over here. Over
this
there,
is my friend.
Over here,
I,
over
the
there.
Cleric does let out a laugh at this point because you know what? We're in
this
the
is my friend.
Thick of shit.
This is my friend.
So.
We've been following the, what do you call it, these group of unsavories, especially the cloaked figure that came from the jail cell that we were being a part of.
Oh, you have been chasing down Thavara.
Yep.
Yes.
The undying.
Yes, so go with that.
Could you repeat that one more time? Yes. We call her Thavara, the Unbound.
Thavara. I picked up the rune, so I'm just going to... This says Unbound. It
lost its bounding.
I hit you again in the thigh and time harder.
This is my
stupid
brother.
The dynamic has been expressed already. There is a young paladin... And there is an old curmudgeon cleric, and he is like, this is not how it goes. This is what you're supposed to do.
This is not how any of this works.
This
is not how it goes.
When the fuck did we get ice cream,
yep.
All right?
Yep.
If anybody's listening to this,
you
if you've ever,
sit with us.
Have you ever seen that horrible movie called The Hunt for the Witch or The Year of the Witch, it is Ron Perlman and Nicolas Cage. This
oh
is pretty
God.
Much what
yes.
that is these two guys that have been at this for a long time. This is like their final crusade.
Not even a long time. It's like the old curmudgeon guy teaching the young one like how it's supposed to be done.
Oh, never mind. Then it's the Odd Couple.
It's training day.
And you are Denzel Washington.
I am Denzel Washington. And he's Ethan Hawke over there.
Okay.
Hey, take this ancient herb.
So now we've gotten the name of the cloaked stranger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thavara.
You know,
Thavara.
And from what we can gather right now, it looks as though they've used this archway.
He moves past all of you into the room.
Whoa. I don't move for anybody. He's not my deity.
He moves in.
Huh?
He pushes him aside.
You're not going to push him aside next to me.
Am I taller than him?
Yeah, he's a human.
I'm going to look down. I'm going to look over at...
Bow. With his staff, he taps you on the hand, on the arm, and he just kind of like motions for you to move aside for him.
And I just kind of move over. I throw my warhammer over his staff.
I'm just like, would you mind filling us in on what exactly is going on here?
If I could be allowed to inspect the room, dwarf, I will.
Do you want?
Okay.
Your name?
My name is Zahaldro.
Haldro?
Zahaldro.
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 Okay, thank you. Okay. You understand dwarven culture, correct, Zahaldro?
Unfortunately, yes. I've been schooled in some of your...
Unfortunately, it's a great aspect of mine right now. So your word, mine is Kolsch. By all means, pass, and I expect your report upon your arrival.
Do you
upon
want
your
to
return.
Rock?
God,
no.
Damien.
Damien.
I
put the rune in my pocket.
You see him kind of like nod, Kurt.
short
with the smallest form of courtesy to you.
Yeah, of course.
And he steps into the room and he kind of like he touches the wall.
The rune is in my pocket.
Damn, he knows.
I want that note.
But he looks around and he's like, seems that they've activated the old way lines. This is unfortunate. Was Thavara with anyone?
Yes.
No.
She was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's Thavara?
Thavara's a cloaked figure.
So the deer guard.
Well, I'm asking him directly. Which one's Thavara? Like, I'm not. Yeah.
Thavara is the.
It's that hooded bitch.
I don't recall ever learning her taste in wardrobe, but I would assume she would be the female one of the two.
Race?
I do not know. I don't concern myself with prisoners.
Huh, you should. You should take a nice
skirt. Time out. Swerve. Lord Mage. Mage, right? Wizard, sorcerer. Whatever sort of things you distort to put in the air that does not bring back life. My question to you, how do you not know what your prisoner was when it was captured?
Right.
By means, you need...
I'm helping you on this one.
Oh, you want an adventure? Great.
Yeah.
You
want advantage on this.
I'm sure a man of your wisdom and a man of your intelligence would have notes taken on all your prisoners, correct?
If I was a member of the incarceration committee, yes, that would be correct.
But you can request that information from the incarceration committee, could you not?
Especially could, yes. If you're
so
aware.
So would you request this information from the incarceration committee? Now, I understand it may not be the time, but you're telling me you have no understanding of what this person is, just what they are?
No. I was given an order to either collect or destroy her.
Send someone. Right now. I want to intimidate.
So we know it's a her, but we don't know what she is. So you're going on a mission to collect or destroy something without knowing what you're trying to collect or destroy.
This is typically how bureaucracy works, yes.
I'm not a great fan of bureaucracy. Neither is Dionysus, because we very much care about life and making sure there's a balance. So
you're one of those.
Yeah, totally one of those. But my question is, you lack information that could help you either capture or destroy what you're trying to capture and or destroy. Am I correct or am I incorrect in that statement?
If something could withstand the power that I bring as an Archmage, then clearly the Council has underestimated what we are up against.
I would like to make a persuasion.
Sure.
I'm gonna walk.
You're trying to persuade Archmage. I love you, by the way.
I'm gonna walk up behind Claude and put my hands on his shoulders.
Oh no!
You just start giving a massage.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
I'm gonna tap him. Say, I got this.
I'm confident in this moment.
Well,
look at
the
mage.
This is going Havaldar. Havaldar's name, right?
Zahaldro.
Zahaldro. At your leave, then, good sir. And may the goddess of goddesses guide you along your path.
He looks over at you. He's like,
"And me?
No, oh, the halfling."
So I'm no longer Torg. I am the halfling.
Only in this instance, sir.
Master Halfling. Your group is led by this drow, yes?
And I look at her head. Scowl so much. I guess you can say that.
Then you must be the group that dealt with the lycanthropes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Sailor Jerry very carefully putting his arm behind his back.
Have you discovered whether or not you are lycanthropus?
At this point, it's undetermined. Unfortunately, something has happened that has affected our memory as of late, so we don't know if we've already experienced the moonlight.
Oh. Well,
And I slowly put my hand down next to my side where my blade is. Is that going to be a problem, sir?
I want to make little rat sounds.
I would...
The halfling slaps the half-orc. Straight up, like, not even the face, like hamstrings, and, like, hits him on the back. Oh, like Charlie Horse.
I will have to recommend then to the council to allow you to make a residence of the prison instead of allowing you back in the city then until we resolve the issue of whether or not you are carriers of this disease.
Out of character real quick, now we have to kill this guy.
In character.
Yeah, now we have to kill this guy.
In character. Look at the Archmage. There's no way I'm going back to prison.
Oh no, clearly we will leave the cells open. It's just that we cannot chance spreading the disease again since you have already...
Or you could just monitor us in a private setting. Outside of a cage.
Like a bar.
Look, how about this? My ship is still out in the city. We could stay on the ship away from people and still be separated enough where we can still help out to find what's going on, but still be close enough so we're not in a dank prison.
I think that we have assisted the people enough by removing the threat of further instances of lycanthropy that we deserve a little bit more than staying within the dungeons of this prison. You are more than welcomed to keep us within a confined area within your own city to monitor us once the moon rises and all of that other stuff. But I think we have earned a little bit more of your respect.
I've had a bad day. I got stabbed. I got jumped twice. I missed terribly. I was embarrassed. Could I just have one small dignity, not be staying in a prison?
While all this is going on, can I just walk back over to this middle section and try to put the rune in its place and get through the door?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna do that.
He looks over at you guys, and he's like, "I see that we have come to a resolution. Then you will stay on your ship.
That's better than being in a prison."
So we're now staying in the Lady of Blessings.
The barrel's coming with the ship, by the way. The barrel that's outside.
Oh, absolutely. That's hilarious. That ship with us. That barrel's still been there. I forget about that barrel.
Just so you guys know, Sailor Jerry is an alcoholic. So if you fucking bring that beer back up the ship.
You have a brewer with you.
I'm ready to fucking...
And I know we condone alcoholism, but if your character's an alcoholic... He has a brewer. I will try to wean him off and get him on a regular level.
He will need the help.
We can bless this tree. We can bless this rock.
He looks at you. He looks back over at you and he sees you trying to put the rune in place. He's like, "What are you doing there with that, you filthy orc?"
Swerve.
He's rather clean, okay?
Silly finger waver. Courtesy goes a very long way in front of my group. Please give them the courtesy we have thus given you and your men.
Somebody hold me back. Somebody hold me back.
No, I already did.
I have put one hand in front of Damon. I have decided to tell him to wait.
I want
to
see what he says.
Pops
I will
ass,
raise
Archmage.
My hand.
Oh, I
want
to see what he says.
Very well.
Very well.
Fine.
Half orc warrior.
My name is Damien, the skull keeper,
yes,
protector of the forge,
very nice.
Holder of this rock, and you will address me as such, and that is an intimidation roll.
Make it.
Oh, roll it.
You're making it. Please roll a one.
No! Are you here's the excitement? The excitement has been leveled. Our half-orc paladin rolled a 19 on the die, plus...
I don't know, but it's...
It's a plus 2, so that's a 21 to intimidate this archmage that's like 30 times our level to respect him. He just literally did the proverbial zip your man or womanhood out and lay it on the table.
God.
For him to enjoy.
Wait, we gotta see if this actually goes through, okay?
You have a plus 4 to intimidate.
Oh! It's a 23! It's a 23 then!
Okay,
so 23,
wait.
You're missing
what
your
does
hand.
A 23 do now?
Hey,
does this
do
anything?
You expect this.
There's so much
loud. It just peeked out yet.
You see him back up behind the halfling?
Yes!
He nudges you forward. He's like, "Master Halfling, if you could keep your barbarian under control, that would be..."
I am a paladin.
Wait, I look over to you.
No, the moment he yells out, "He is a paladin," I go, "Son of Hephaestus."
Yes, slayer of the bow, kind of.
He lowers himself. himself down to your level. He's like, Mr. Halfling, please.
He lowers himself to the halfling level. He gets even lower.
So I look over at him.
Your group is completely unruly, sir. Please.
I look over at this guy and I look over at Damon. I go, Damon, he gets it. He gets it, please.
We got it.
Please. He understands. No. And I look over at him and I look back at him. I go, look, I understand that you're here to do one job, but we are here to do the same. We've been tracking not only this person, but along with the Durgar that came with her. And right now they have gone through an archway that unfortunately has been closed off for us.
He looks over at you like, and he's completely like, he's moved over. So he is only addressing like he blocks and the rest of the group out of the sign of vision. Like, he's just looking at you like, Master Halfling, please. It looks like he has a rune of power in his control, and it feels like he has been tainted by nefarious order. I just wish to see it. I didn't mean to.
What is my name, sir?
You don't hear this. You don't hear this.
I don't.
No, right. Relax. Okay. So I go.
I'm next to you at this point, just like hugging you. Like,
you
ever seen a dwarf and a half orc hug? It just happened, ladies and gentlemen. It just happened.
So, I feel like I watch you guys dancing in the background, like, yeah!
So we're doing like that old school, like, torn shuffle from WoW, like,
yeah.
I'm a little bit bewildered out of all this that just happened. I walk over to Damon, I go, excuse me, Damon, I know you're in the middle of something. However, this mage wants to inspect the actual stone that you have.
I look at you. You're like legit, like blood rage this time. And I'm just like, I just whisper into your ear, and you know me from our adventures together. And I just go to, hey, lad, you won.
Yes, sir. He has to say my full name.
Okay. Oh my god. All right. I look over. I go. This is getting specific now. So. I forget his name.
Zahaldro.
Zahaldro. Okay, so Dro. In order.
No.
He'll be more than happy.
That's too close to my name. I'm sorry.
Your name is not Drow.
No, that's too close to my people. It's too close to my people.
All right, Zahal. Damon will be more than happy to give you the stone. He would just need to address him in the manner that he wishes to be addressed. If you can, please. I would need you to speak up. he needs to hear you.
I'm gonna need you to remove the tail between your legs.
He looks at me like, Master Halfling, I don't recall what.
Alright. I whisper you his name, so tell me your title is.
Damon Skullkeeper.
Damon
protector
Skullkeeper,
of
protector
the forge,
of the forge.
And holder of
and
the
holder
stone.
Of this stone.
Okay. We're with the forge. We're going right to the forge.
Alright.
Damon Skullkeeper, protector
of
the forge.
So it's Damien Skullkeeper, protector of the fort.
Telephone.
Yes.
You see him kind of like right himself. He kind of stands back up to his full height.
And I get script and paper. And I put it up like that so he can read it.
You see that he was worried for a moment. He sees it. He's like. He just gives you that you the real MVP.
You the real MVP.
And he's like. Damien, Skullkeeper of the Forge, if I could see your
protector.
Stone.
Protector? Read the second line.
Yes. Protector, yes. Could I see the stone, please?
I look at you. I'm like,
good work. We gotta go.
Good work.
This is a good deal. Just go for it.
No, you know, Sailor Jerry is dying.
I've never let you
die.
I've never shown you wrong.
I feel like everyone
as long as you know your cleric partner, all right?
I'm gonna get the stone.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it over. I'm just gonna drop it into his hand, and then I'm gonna turn away.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna give.
I
him
give
two
you.
Fingers.
I stop the fingers real quick. And then
you
I,
see him go. You see
as
him go,
he
go,
does, like, as he like catch him, and I slide a flagon of my delicious, delicious mead into his.
Hand. Somehow he had the mead in his hand. He goes, here,
just take this. You see the Archmage kind of like rush over behind the guards. And he starts looking at the stone.
And by the way, I've never seen an Archmage bitch out like this in any game of position. This is amazing. Because Archmages are the most pompous assholes in the game.
I think we just found like a deep seated fear in this guy's heart.
It's all about the
something happened to him with apples.
Sir, there's another.
Yeah.
He's got a level of PTSD we do not know of.
Oh, yeah. So, he looks at the stone, and he comes back, and he addresses you again.
Yes. Of course, he's going to address me, not anybody else.
He's like, as a halfling, there seems to be enough residual energy here for me to teleport you back to the prison. This seems to be connected to the ley lines. Unfortunately, it is tainted with infernal energy, so I will have to take it to cleanse it. Does your group have any objections to that?
I think there might be one person.
See, kinda like he steps between you and the half-orc, so he has his back to the half-orc.
So I have a question to ask the Archpresident. So we cannot continue our pursuit of them?
Oh, I think you should. You must continue your pursuit.
But the portal's closed, is it not? Do we not need this room to enter it?
Yeah, there is enough residual energy for me to teleport you there, yes.
Okay.
But what's the issue with that?
But we
can't
don't keep
come
the
back.
Stone.
We don't keep the stone.
Unfortunately,
okay.
Yeah. The stone would have to be continuously active on the gate.
So you would need to channel it to continue to make our passage possible.
Well, myself or one of my magistrates, yes.
Does that mean that you also hold the power to close said portal once we are past it?
If the gate suffers both stones being removed and the gate is closed permanently.
But with one stone...
One stone and a strong enough magical source... you can create a link. It is one way, however.
Okay, so I look
one way
at
to where?
One. Where it's only one way from where we're at to where these people.
Right.
Are.
But do we know where? Do we?
I don't
no,
think.
Sir Archmage, do you know where they're going?
I am not a master of the ley lines. There are some in the council that have studied the ley lines, but I would need to confer with them.
So in other words, what you're saying is,
yeah,
once we get through in, we can't get back out.
No,
we are following the path of both
yes.
the Dirk Bond.
Are you blind here?
Yeah.
I would recommend that that you rest. It looks like you've sustained some massive injury.
He looks over at Jerry. It looks like you've taken
I'm laughing but bleeding at the mouth.
I have a healer working on poor Neville upstairs.
Okay.
All right.
What do you guys say?
I need you to give us a few minutes to confer with our team so that we can decide
the
best way.
He puts
the
stone down on the floor, backs away from it.
I go find the corner to pee in.
And he's like, I'll be upstairs sending word to retrieve a magistrate for myself.
Guys, as long as I get to a healer as soon as possible, I don't give a shit what you do with that stupid stone.
Damon, you're technically the holder.
The holder of the stone.
So really, it's
either we go follow them or we go to Sailor Jerry's ship.
Yeah.
And then you have to pick up the trail again.
Then we have to pick up the trail again and do it again.
But if we take the stone now, we can get right to them.
We can follow the path that they created.
Yeah. Now, is it just me or does nobody realize that they couldn't have gotten through if we had never shown up with the rune?
That is true. And we were going to leave it. We can't forget that we were going to leave it behind.
Right.
I just picked it up out of greed.
Yeah, you just wanted to pick it up. So I feel like they almost knew we were training them.
Hmm.
And
they
that they were
going
to need it. Right. They were waiting for us. Because otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to make it through. Because they were right in front of us, and they had more than a hefty lead. Which means... And the rune is what opened up the portal in the first place.
The
it's only...
Yeah.
The Durgar that replaced it with something else that closed it back up.
So the question is, if we go now, does that mean that they have an immediate trap waiting for us? If we wait, does that mean they're going to have an even better trap waiting for us?
Well, either that or they're already way ahead of us to wherever they're going.
Yeah. Well, remember, she was also very much hurt herself. When she came out of that cell, she was very, very much slow and not running, moving at full speed.
I will say this. I am after her. Right.
So I would much rather go in at full health and face her at full than go in at half and face her at
She's
half.
She's the cunt that spit at me, right? This is the same.
No, one. That's the one that got...
That's the half elf.
She's
that's
dead.
The half elf.
That's
elf.
The
okay. okay, never mind that.
You're like, we're good.
Carry
so,
on.
So it's up to you guys.
Carry on, everybody.
I would think that Sailor Jerry would want a rest.
I really could use a rest right now.
And I would believe everybody else would... You know, especially I don't know too much about your religion, but I would understand that you need to make your prayers.
I would put forth that I am in not need of rest, but I also understand that their rest must be had for others. And I would go through the portal, so I will put my vote towards giving this young gentleman or older gentleman, wiser gentleman, the room and letting us go forth, because I feel like if we rest, then we're catching up a very late lead on where it is that they're going.
Can I pray on it?
Hmm?
I want to pray on whether or not to give him the rune.
Sure.
While he's doing that, that would be a short rest then, right?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and just use that short rest?
I already used my hit die before.
So you back
up? You only do it once?
Yeah. Once per long rest. We haven't leveled yet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We need to
I have it marked for when I do level.
I
already know what I had before. So
I look at the group and
what's
from
my level
my
it's still 9?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
We have to wait till we rest in order for us to level up.
To figure out what that is? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now the group has just hit 360 experience points. So you are technically level 2, but you need a long rest to activate your
My level. Suggestion my suggestion before even knowing that is just to take a long rest, because we will need
I'm up for the long rest.
We will need as much as we can muster for what's coming up against this.
For that I don't want to go to the ship. I'd rather stay here.
I want
Zachary
to stay with us.
Keep a cleric on hand so they can heal this fucker, but
yes.
This fucker!
Look! I got ambushed again! So is it understood that we want to rest, but we want to rest in this room, and we want Zahaldro to be in this area while we're resting?
8 hours? We want to sleep 8 hours in a little dungeon here?
Rather than a ship.
Well,
the ship has...
Well,
has
well for that,
you
remember how long it takes to get there,
and
how long it would take to get back.
Staying here, we're closer
to
the
trail.
You
can stay on the surface.
So we can come back
up
to where
the
original lightning struck.
Okay.
And go back.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was thinking you wanted to do it in the dungeon. Could I at least
sleep
on the
just
grass?
sleep
on the grass.
In this immediate area, not so much going back to a ship, but resting close enough to where it's just going back down the same way we went. I assume that these wards, once they were destroyed, destroyed permanently.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Also, the cache of the ward has left the area of effect.
Okay.
So the ward wouldn't activate anymore.
Would no longer activate.
Okay.
Fantastic. Other question, just real quick.
Yeah.
Do we see more human blood dripping in that area?
Nope.
No, it has ceased since the last ward.
There could have been more.
Okay.
Yeah, it has ceased.
Okay. So for that then, we all in agreement?
Yep.
So on the top,
no,
is all rest.
I want to sit down here.
You
want to
stay down
time.
Here?
Yeah.
I never got hit, so I'm fine with staying.
Well,
here.
I mean,
I don't hear you anymore because I'm already
so
walking toward the
door.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gone.
I'm just okay. Cool.
You rather stay there next to it?
I'd
rather stay in this room because we know they can't come back in here.
Right.
So we alternate watches. We don't have to worry about anything through there.
See, you guys are
and
here.
Then we do the last one.
I am already here.
There's 5 of us, right?
Yeah.
Plus the militia that's up on the top of the circle.
Forget the militia because they're as good as NPCs are.
Yeah.
We have 4 that have night vision.
Yeah.
You could sleep and not carry watch. One of us can sleep. Every one of us can sleep and still get a long rest and have night vision down the tunnel.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because we know there's no entrance to this side.
Especially myself.
Yeah. So I suggest that as the cleric to the group. We stay here to not give up less time, because, you know, the Nicis knows if they will enter and reactivate these wards to make our journey back even that much longer. So I suggest we long rest here, and at the minimum, we keep moving through.
The good thing about a elf warlock is that you have what's called trance as an elf. So you only need 4 hours
rest. All her short rest is she gets everything back.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
always happens to me, no matter what character I play.
Because I don't need to sleep.
You only need 4 hours of rest to get 8 hours of sleep.
Right.
But if you were a regular caster, you would still need 8 hours of uninterrupted rest.
To be able to regain.
You get your spells as a warlock.
Right.
You only need the short rest.
So I'm going to go ahead, and I actually, I look over at Coulson. I was like, I'm in agreement with you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we should stay in this room. I will take first watch if necessary. I am the one that is better fitted.
Don't look at me. I'm already outside.
No, I'm not.
You're not outside.
I'm not.
You don't have to go.
I am walking. I am bleeding out.
Sailor Jerry, chill the fuck out.
Yes. It hurts.
You get outside, and the second you hit
it's
a different world out there. Like, there is a large group. Like, you're looking at a good, maybe, like, not a platoon, but like the size below the platoon. Like there's a couple of like almost 100 soldiers just hanging out.
A unit?
Like a unit, yeah. There's a couple hundred soldiers, like 100 soldiers hanging out. There's one half-elf with a lute, like a little guitar, just playing for them. And there's like a little USO show.
I'm so sorry. I laugh because I know Pedro and I know Sailor Jerry. And he's like, this is better already. I'm like,
oh, I prefer this so much more.
But yeah, you can see several like fires are put up.
Well, you don't. You guys will see this.
And like, no, even I don't.
There's different animal pieces being already rotisseried for you. Like you have access to whatever you want.
Right.
But then you know what happens? Because this is what happens in the Materium setting. He sees all this loveliness happening in front of him, but he looks around for a drop of alcohol. And there's not a single cask of anything.
I do look for a drink.
There is not.
Because they are a military setting. And you know where the alcohol lies? With his cleric. In the flagons. On his belt.
Didn't we leave
the barrels? No, I still have flagons.
No, he took the barrels with him.
Oh, he took the
barrels. Yeah, the barrel's out there.
Yeah.
But it's hidden from all you.
Look,
I am
polite. I'm not going to take somebody's
There's
drink.
Flagons.
But I am so
I
fucked up
flagons.
Right now. I'm not thinking about alcohol. I'm literally looking
but
at the
rest,
blood bleeding out.
Rest will heal you. Rest will heal you, my young son.
I'm going to at least go up to it because the fact that it's the militia that I know.
The higher you get, the louder the music becomes. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on up there? And the second you come out there, you see the not the party, but like the good unit, like you're used to that kind of size of a unit.
Is there anybody playing dice?
Yes. Yes, there is.
We're losing people in the underground.
I'm staying.
I'm
with
staying.
Kolsch. Mm-hmm. I have my objective, and I know what I'm going for, so I'm going to stay here with Kolsch. I do not need to feed into the entertainments of little people.
I don't know or care. I just make me not die.
So you have survived chapter 1. You are now at 360 XP, so you are level 2.
Yes.
Luckily, during the last break, you all leveled already, so that doesn't need to eat up any time now.
Nope. we did that already.
So does that change our hit point maximum?
Your hit point maximum is now whatever you've rolled. What's your old maximum?
You have
whatever we've rolled?
Yeah, every level you roll. You roll a D8.
Oh,
roll a D8 plus your constitution.
Plus the constitution modifier.
Nope.
Double pyramid.
Yep.
Pyramid.
Six.
Plus my constitution.
Plus modifier.
Which is 1.
Seven.
Plus 9, I'm at 16.
16 hit points.
Fuck yes.
All right, cool. Alrighty.
All right, well, that's
so
been that chapter, right?
After a long night of playing dice.
No, no, wait. We gotta end this chapter.
So
this chapter has ended where we have split up as a group.
Well, you'll be back together.
Yes.
The next morning, you guys wake up and you decide to go through the portal. And you go through to what is a...
I forgot to pray on it.
You didn't pray on it?
I never got the chance.
You prayed.
I prayed.
In the divine wisdom told you to go through the portal.
Your GM God have told you just follow your group.
Hephaestus' symbol is very clear. It is a hammer coming down on a piece of metal on an anvil. Strike while the iron is hot.
All right.
So the next day, you go through the portal. Zahal Drow has called in several of his magistrates, so the three of them are going to take turns.
What's name again?
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow.
Okay.
Yes, Caesar.
What's name again?
Yes. Zahal Drow.
We're playing it off.
Two of them are going to be constantly concentrating on the portal while he goes and attends to the possibility of where the ley line might take you. So he wants to anticipate your arrival, make sure that you have backup when you arrive.
Can I talk to him real quick before we leave?
No, he stays away from you.
Not after your performance.
No, you're done with him.
Stay tuned for what may happen on the next Brunchin' and Dragons.